Meet Robert Jenrick, the frontrunner in the Conservative Party leadership race and the man who wants to put a Star of David over every entry point to the UK. And yes, you heard that right. That policy is part of Jenrick's big push to become leader of Britain's opposition party. He's not basing his leadership campaign around curtailing immigration, around giving pensioners back their winter fuel payments, or reforming the Conservative Party in an attempt to appeal to the core Conservative audience that is increasingly drifting away from the organisation. Instead, he's going all in to please Jews. And no, this isn't satire. I read this from The Independent, and I quote, "Robert Jenrick has said the Star of David should be displayed at every point of entry to the UK to show we stand with Israel." The Tory leadership frontrunner told a Conservative Friends of Israel event he wanted Britain to be the most welcoming country in the world for Israelis and the Jewish community. He said that, while immigration minister, he had pushed for Israelis travelling to Britain to be able to use e-gates. He said this would mean that at every airport and point of entry to our great country, there was a Star of David as a symbol that we support Israel. End quote. But who is Robert Jenrick? Well, for a start, he is a member of the Conservative Friends of Israel. In July of 2019, Jenrick spoke publicly of his visit to Auschwitz, stating, and I quote, "It had a huge impact on me, and in particular, because my wife is the daughter of Holocaust survivors from modern-day Poland and Ukraine," end quote. Jenrick then went on to gush that his connection to the Jewish community forms a very important and integral part of his life. And it does. Jenrick's wife, Michal Berkner, is, as stated earlier, Jewish. Jenrick has three daughters by his wife, which he has decided to bring up according to the Jewish faith. Berkner is 8 years the senior of Jenrick. She was born in Israel, educated in the US, and works as a lawyer. And all the information presented so far would immediately cause the discerning viewer to draw a parallel with Labour leader and Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who is also married to a Jew, Victoria Alexander. They have two children together, a son and a daughter, both of whom are being brought up according to their mother's Jewish heritage. Starmer went as far as to state in an interview during the 2024 general election campaign that if elected, he would try to avoid working after 6 p.m. on Fridays in order to observe Shabbat dinners. If Jenrick were to win the Conservative Party leadership contest, the parallels between Starmer and Jenrick would not only be obvious, but they would place the country in an interesting position, as the leaders of the two largest parliamentary parties would both be heavily influenced by marital partners that have a vested interest in both Zionism and the State of Israel. And it looks likely at this point that Jenrick will win, as he is being backed by powerful and wealthy individuals who also have a vested interest in UK politics. One of these individuals is Philip Ullman, a businessman who was recently named as the individual behind a £75,000 donation made to Jenrick. I read this from The Independent, and I quote, "A prominent businessman has named himself as the source of a £75,000 donation to Robert Jenrick amid transparency concerns over the ultimate origin of the funds. Entrepreneur Philip Ullman said he gave the money to the Conservative Party leadership frontrunner through Spot Fitness, a fitness coaching app provider which he said is part of my family's group of businesses. However, Mr. Ullman's name does not currently appear on the list of people with significant control in Spot Fitness at Companies House, leaving a question mark over his formal links to the organisation." End quote. And you probably already guessed it, Philip Ullman is Jewish. Jenrick, if elected as the Conservative Party leader, would represent possibly the most philo-Semitic face to ever lead Britain's oldest political party. and all at a time when Israel is increasingly committing war crimes and massacring civilians in the Middle East, something that an increasing number of British people are unhappy about. But what is Jenrick's take on Israel's current actions? Well, in December of 2023, the following was reported by The National, and I quote, "A Tory MP and former UK government minister has said calls for a sustainable ceasefire in Gaza are unhelpful and that Israel should be allowed to finish the job," end quote. Jenrick is not only an open supporter of Israel, but he is someone who believes in silencing Israel's critics. He has called for the arrests of anti-Israel demonstrators and goes as far as to condemn calls for a ceasefire, slavishly supporting Israel's desire to do as it wishes in the region with complete impunity. If elected, Jenrick's idea of putting a Star of David over every entry point into the UK may be an apt policy, as it would accurately allow those entering the UK to understand who runs the country. However, Jenrick's leadership of the Conservative Party would be of significant concern, as it would effectively mark a situation where both sides of the illusory political divide were closer than ever on the issue of Israel and support for Zionism. This would make it far more likely that Britain would be drawn into military involvement in the Middle East, as there would be no real parliamentary opposition to such an action. And while some will undoubtedly respond to this information with the cry of, "Well, what business is it of yours who these men are married to?" the response to that is simple. If they were both married to women from Russia, Iran, or China, we would never hear the end of it. And it would be a point that both the media and other politicians would no doubt raise. However, both the Conservatives, the Labour Party, and every mainstream media outlet in Britain has signed up to an agreement forbidding the discussion of dual loyalties and foreign influence when it comes to politicians, their partners, or even donors who hold Israeli passports or who have family or business interests in Israel. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise, or in this case, whose symbol is displayed above every entry point into your country.